Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on Blog Talk Radio on every evening, sometimes at 6:30, sometimes at 8, sometimes at 9:30, 10, or 11. You will be guaranteed on this show to get at the facts and the truth, and intellectual honesty will be our goal. That is what I can guarantee you will get on this show. You will get truth and facts and honest discernment and intellectual honesty. That's the beginning point and end of this show. However, and you will not get the big lie or media hype or media falsehoods. We're not interested in that. We're interested in truth and facts and critical thinking and valid critical thinking, not non-thinking and propaganda, which is a waste of time, and your time and my time, and most of all, it's destroying our young people. Their minds are being turned into jelly. However, I'm just going to say tonight I'm going to talk about the topic of the idea of a Christian society. We will probably never have a Christian society in the world because men are sinners like you and me, and we're not particularly valid or good people. If we look at each other carefully with the x-ray that God perhaps offers us. However, I'm going to talk about what I think are the three prongs of this show. Then I'll go into my background, and then I'll go into the topic. The three prongs of this show are, it is literary. I am a great fan of the great books such as War and Peace by Tolstoy, Resurrection, Anna Karenina, Milton's Paradise Lost, E.M. Foster's A Passage to India, T.S. Eliot's The Idea of a Christian Society, G.K. Chesterton. These are the books I read and treasure, and I love beyond belief, whether it's Dickens, whether it's Thackeray, whether it's Kipling. These are the books that guide me and make me into a person that I try to be. Great books, that's what great books do for you. They raise your consciousness. They raise your mind from the ground to the top. Next, this show is the second prong of it. It's a Christian show. That is to say, I do believe in the essence of the Christian faith and the Apostles' Creed and Nicene Creed and Athanasian Creed. I believe in the creed, the historic creeds of the Church, and in the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. I don't hesitate for a moment in making these statements. This is the historical Christian faith for some 2,000 years. It has lasted and will outlast the sounds of time and change. The Church is growing, maybe not so much in the West, but it will grow in the West with this immigration. I can guarantee that as Koreans and people from Africa come to the United States, they will bring their churches with them and transform our society from a secular society to a religious society, I think. Next, however, as I say, it's a Christian show, and I welcome all faiths and all ideas and all opinions. The face of Jesus' love is on every person I see, whether Hindu, whether Muslim, whether gay, whoever they are. Jesus loves them and died for them, and he wishes to, as I said in Timothy, one of my favorite passages in Timothy, the Epistle to Timothy, where Paul says that God wills that all men be saved, all men and women, irrespective of their national origin or sex or whoever they are. He wants all people to share the joy of heaven with him. And in all people, he sees the face of love of Christ in everyone. Next, I have a political belief. I'm particularly conservative on certain issues, such as gay marriage. I oppose it. Although I have nothing against gay people. I know God loves them, treasures them, and wants them to be with him in heaven. And I want to be with them in heaven, too. So I have nothing against our gay brothers and sisters, or Muslim brothers and sisters, or Hindu brothers and sisters, or Buddhist brothers and sisters. I wish them well to be with me, and I hope I make it into heaven. I hope I am saved, but I know that he wants all men to be saved. Next, I'm going to go into my background in this show to give you an idea of where I'm coming from. This is a politically incorrect show. We don't go in for political correctness. We don't go in for media lies, media falsehoods, lies, the big lie, propaganda, any of those things. We don't espouse that because we don't want to fool people. We're particularly concerned with our young people that they get the truth, be able to walk the truth line in this society correctly, and to bring our society to the level that we deserve it to be, which is the level of the work of Christ, in essence. Yes, this is a politically incorrect show, but it is a Christian show, and not politics. I'm against abortion, and I'm against gay marriage, but I love and treasure women who want to have an abortion. I know that God wants them saved. He wants them with him in heaven, irrespective of what decision in his respect. And my gay friends, I know that God wishes and Christ wishes them all to be saved. I run a radio show called the Blog Talk Radio Show, which you're on right now hearing me. And I used to have a podcast show, but I may resume it. I'm not doing it right now, but this Blog Talk Radio Show reaches people in Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Iraq. And in fact, I have a very close young philosophy student in Iran who very much treasures my Christian books. Very much. And so, many of our Muslim brothers and sisters visit this Blog Talk Radio Show. They're open-minded and intelligent, and they're not prepared to reject Jesus, and they're prepared to give him a shot in their thinking, which indicates their intellectual ability. It indicates they're smart and willing to think. If you're not willing to think, can you get anywhere? I don't care who you are. You're gonna be on the ground in the darkness. If you choose, ladies and gentlemen, to have your children be brought up in darkness, you can do that, but they're not going to do too well. They will go down, down, down to darkness and Satan and evil and dark thinking and no thinking at all and no minds at all. That will be the result, where there is no thought and no books. A world without books is a world in darkness. It is a world in darkness. It is a world in ignorance. It is a world we do not wish, I wouldn't wish to live in, where there's no thought and no intellect and no books. Books are the root to knowledge. Without books, our society will, in fact, go down to ignorance and darkness. Absolutely. It'll be a society of television images where everybody learns nothing and are passive. It'll be a world of computers where everybody's passive on those. It'll be a world of movies where people watch screens and learn nothing. If you want that for your kids, that's fine. Go ahead. Be prepared for them to be in darkness and ignorance, 100%. Okay? Be prepared, as they say in the Boy Scouts. Next, I have, in addition to these radio shows, by the way, this radio show, my podcast show has over 4,300 visitors, and these radio shows have had many visitors from all over the world, and they're not prejudiced, and they, despite the Christian orientation of the shows, our Muslim brothers and sisters and Buddhist brothers and sisters and Hindu brothers and sisters are most willing to visit these shows and hear about the Christian faith. They may not believe it, but they're willing to listen to it, okay, which is the beginning point of knowledge, openness to intellectual thinking. Openness, being an open-minded person, willing to listen. If you're not willing to listen, you're not willing to read the Bible, I'm afraid you're not going to do too well at all. You're not going to, your life will be one destructive volcano where nothing is learned and nothing is gained. Next, I'm a writer. I've written 10 books, Christian books and legal books. I've written 2 legal books, Select Legal Topics, Volume 1 and 2. And I've written Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables. I recommend reading the parables, by the way, the parables of the mind of God and the mind of Christ. And when you read the parables, you are raised by these great stories. Your mind is raised, which is what you want in life. You want your family, you want your children to be raised up, not to be cast down and pulled down by shallow books, which mean nothing to you and me. Read great books. You want to read great books, you get to read great books such as War and Peace, such as Anna Karenina, such as Milton's Paradise Lost. Milton's Paradise Lost is one of my favorites. This man wrote that epic poem while he was blind. It is a great piece of work, and I treasure it constantly. I never stop reading it, as which goes also for Tolstoy. He's another of my favorites. Of course, as I say, I do write books, and I've written other books. I'm writing a book on the blogs, my 4 blog books, which will be published soon, on my blogs, Political, Theological, and political, theological, and philosophical blogs, four books of these blogs. I'm writing a book on the miracles in the Bible. Can't enter the Bible without believing in the miracles in the Bible. The Bible is a supernatural presentation. Unless you're willing to enter into that thinking, you will not gain knowledge from the Bible. The Bible, that is the Bible's presentation, supernaturalism. Unless you enter it, you will not believe. It's not worth your while to read two sentences of the Bible. The Bible is a book of constant supernatural presentations on a constant basis. And in those supernatural presentations, we learn about God and Christ, and this is how we learn about him. And if you don't enter that world of the Bible, you will gain no knowledge from the Bible. You will learn nothing. You will simply be made a fool of in the greatest book that is ever written. Next, I've also written a book, recent book on the Psalms, my interpretation of 150 Psalms. This book, the Psalms are great, great examples of Hebrew lyric poetry. They are great examples of lyric poetry. They have outlasted the sands of time for 3,000 years because they're beautiful and they're great. Whoever wrote the Psalms was a veritable genius. Take my word for it. And John Donne said of the Psalms, they are the manna of the church. And he was a great English poet. John Donne, read John Donne, and your life will be changed significantly. Next, I have to say that I read the Psalms because of their literary value, but also because of their spiritual message. They present great knowledge to me, spiritual knowledge of the nature of God, and they present Christ to me in their words, and I cannot stop reading them. I read the Psalms in Hebrew, some of them, in seminary, in Princeton Theological Seminary, and I memorized the first, second, and 23rd time Psalm in the English Bible. I suggest to you, I've said this before, where you will be challenged more or less, you will not tire of reading the Psalms in English or Hebrew, but you may tire of a lot of other books that you may read that are translations. Many other books will bore you to tears. The Psalms will not bore you to tears. They, like any other great book, they will raise you up significantly. They will raise your consciousness. They will raise you as a human being. They will make you something that you could not possibly believe that you could be. I've also written a book on Res Gestae, a chapter on evidence and Bender's Consolidated Evidence. I've written a chapter in New York Jurisprudence, a legal encyclopedia. New York Criminal Law Demands and Notices. I've written a chapter in New York Law, Family Law and Practice, edited by Merrill Sobey, a Pace Laurie past law professor. And that book, that chapter was on paternity. It's been sold in many, many places. I've also written three law review articles, one in the Syracuse Law Review, which has been both sold by the United States Supreme Court and the State Department. It has been bought by many other universities. I have two other articles on Academicus and the United States educational system and on the sexual orientation discrimination, which I oppose. Those articles are quite good, and I think you should read them. And I now am about concluding my part of this presentation of the idea of a Christian society, and we'll continue this show tomorrow night at 9:30 minutes.